You do, oh, you do.
It's number nine. I mean, number eight.
Number eight.
Why don't we go forward with that one now? This is number 24, 450.
Thank you.
24, 450, those are left?
Yes.
You have already identified yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Please state that your case, sir.
My denial for Mr. Kirpin was based on two arrests in 2018 and 2019. One in 2019 was for the violation of criminal protective order and criminal restraining order, and 2018 was arrested for violation of order of protection.
Would you like to make a brief statement of your case, sir?
Sure. I'm just not the person I used to be. I understand what he's talking about. And there was a lot that was trying to be fixed during that time. Unfortunately, there was people against me and my girl at the time. And it wound up being used against me.
What town do you live in today?
Windsor Locks.
Your case, sir?
It's basically they're domestics. They're not on his criminal record. I would imagine they were probably not there.
Is your knowledge or dismiss?
Yeah, satisfaction of a diversionary program, yeah. Sure. Mr. Kirpin does not have...
You should call him the appellant.
I'm sorry, I apologize. The appellant does not have anything on his criminal record that would show, would be cause for disqualification of a pistol permit.
So he has no criminal convictions?
He's got a under suspension motor vehicle and a criminal trespass. Okay. At the time he applied for this pistol permit in 2018, based on the application and within that 5-year window that we typically use for suitability, is as far as if you were within that window of a criminal protection order or a restraining order.
Yeah, so he had, acknowledge that on his application?
He only acknowledged that he was a breach of a restraining order was the only thing he had mentioned. He called it a breach of a restraining order. He didn't list a date when that happened. That took some time to actually find.
But it looks like he did acknowledge the restraining order. Yeah.
He did breach of restraining order, and it said all said it was stated in Connecticut Superior Court.
Would you like to ask the detective any questions?
I'm not sure what I would want to ask, really. I understand what's being brought up, and it was an obnoxious time in my life, unfortunately. So I wouldn't even know what to ask right now.
Okay. Question from the board. Your criminal trespass in 2018?
Yeah, we do have that criminal trespass in 12/11/2018. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's the charge he got. When he violated a protection order.
Other questions from the board?
So the two arrests that you referenced, so they're dismissed on the record.
Yeah, I don't see them. He violated a...
But I mean, I'm just saying, if they've been dismissed, then we can't... Correct. Unless you were part of those arrests.
I was not.
So you have you do have the conviction for criminal trespass in 2018?
Yes.
On the record.
Mm-hmm.
So that case is... Do you have any details on that case?
I don't.
Okay. Can I ask, do we know what town that was in? Because I might be able to help with that.
That's in Windsor Lock. That's in Windsor Lock.
Yeah, we'll get to you. Don't worry.
You have have details on that, or?
I don't have details on that arrest.
Any other questions for the town? Okay, your turn, sir.
Okay, so restraining orders that, you know, I was told that I breached. At the time, me and my girl were having some issues. She was involved with some other people that unfortunately did not like me at all. She wound up moving out because we did have a very bad argument one night that did turn into, unfortunately, what is considered a domestic.
And when, about when was this? What year?
You know, it's been a long time. I got to go based off my kids' ages right now. So it's 2025. I'd say probably about 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 2019, 2018, something like that. And during that time, she had a visiting nurse that truly hated me. You know, and I was doing my best to take care of her, take care of my grandmother, take care of our kids, keep a 40-hour week job, while also being the only person with a driver's license for everyone. So if anybody had doctor's appointments, errands to run, grocery shopping, I had to do everything for everybody while keeping myself going. And unfortunately, this visiting nurse didn't like me, so she got my girl to move out. My girl had never been involved with police before, ever. She moved up here from Alabama back in 2013. And so when this visiting nurse started telling her that, you know, I'm a horrible person, and if we ever talk with this restraining order, she's got to report me. My girl was unaware that by talking to me and then reporting me, she was getting me in a lot of trouble. I, at the time, was also aware, because I have been involved with police, that by breaching the restraining order, I was putting myself at risk. But the way me and her were talking at the time, she didn't seem like she was trying to report me. We were trying to work things out between us. But that visiting nurse hated my guts for whatever reason. She said I reminded her of her ex-husband. So me and my girl kept texting, talking, you know, and unfortunately this visiting nurse, my girl would keep telling her, yes, we talked, and she would keep telling her, you gotta go report him, you gotta go report him. So I wound up getting reported 3 times, and the judge looked me right in the eye and said, I could put you in jail for 21 years and I wouldn't lose a wink of sleep. And that hit me, that hurt. So after that, a lot of things changed in my life. You know, as of right now, I live my life trying to take care of my 88-year-old grandmother. My 3 kids, my girl, they're again 2 houses. I've been the main source of transportation for everyone while trying to keep a job. I'm just not the same person I used to be anymore. I have way too much responsibility to be young and dumb anymore.
Where do you work, sir?
I work at Connecticut Scooter Pros over in Vernon.
Anything else you'd like to say?
That's really about it. I don't have much going on in my life anymore. As far as a pistol permit goes, I grew up sport shooting with my dad down at a fishing game club. Did a lot of skeet and trap shooting. I've got gun safety drilled into my head harder than my red hair. And, you know, I would like to get back to that. Also, obviously, you know, self-protection like anybody. But I know there's a lot of, you know, hoops to jump through to be allowed to do that legally.
Do you have questions for him?
I do not.
Why the protective and restraining orders were issued in the first place?
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, it was because my girl did report me for that one night where we did have a pretty bad argument that did turn into what was considered a domestic. She unfortunately was very out of it that night. We were both very pent up, I guess you would call it, and she had at the moment picked up a razor blade and she was attempting to hurt herself. I had restrained her and oddly, I spanked her, and she took it the wrong way, and she reported me. And then now we're at where we're at. But if I didn't do what I did, I feel like she was going for her throat.
Unfortunately. Did you get arrested for that incident?
I don't remember exactly if I got arrested right after. I know there was a lot of, you know, police and court involvement very shortly after that. And then that's when
probably more likely than not, you got arrested for that case.
I
ended up with a restraining protective order, or one or the other. I'm just guessing you got arrested for that case.
More than likely. There was a lot of stuff involved.
I got to jump in again. More than likely, were you handcuffed?
I don't remember, honestly.
Were you brought to the police department? Were you booked, fingerprinted, photographed?
After all this was said and done, yes, I wound up in the Enfield Superior Court before it was closed down.
You're saying you don't really remember if you were arrested, but that's a pretty traumatic thing, and it would have involved all those things, handcuffs and ride to the police department in the back of the car.
Don't remember every police interaction that I've had, unfortunately.
All right, but this was only 5 years ago.
I don't remember exactly, and I.
All right, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I have, you know, a lot going on in my life with everybody, and I don't try to constantly think about my police arrests.
I guess that begs the question, how many arrests have you had?
Exactly.
Well, I have had my own young and dumb times, driving drunk, doing stupid things, you know.
Now, you say young and dumb, how old? How old are you now?
I'm 37.
All right.
About to be 38.
When you say young and dumb, how old were you then?
25 and less.
All right, so less than 25. How about since you were 25?
I had less issues than ever, honestly. I can't even remember the last time I had an issue with an officer.
Well, I can tell you.
Other than that.
2019.
You know, yeah. Other than what he's bringing up, you know, I've been trying to keep myself
since
as,
you were 25
you know,
years
responsible
old, how many
as
times,
I can.
How many times have you been arrested?
Arrested? Mm-hmm. None that I know of.
Well, you would know. Again, that's a troubling answer for all of us.
None. As far as I'm aware, none.
Well, that's not
unless there's something that I am unaware of.
2018 and 19, right?
Yeah. Last time I was dealing with police was during these issues that we're talking about now.
How many domestics have you had that led to police involvement?
Just this one, and it had the three breaches because me and her were talking. And during those breaches, they were all combined into one court date where
so
I had to turn myself in.
So the restraining or protective orders were as a result of one arrest?
Yes.
All right. You said you spanked her. Did you hit her?
Just
what does that mean? Tell us what that
means. I restrained her arm with the razor blade, and I spanked her on the block very hard.
And what happened then?
After that, she freaked out, and I, as far as I know, she was gone in the morning.
What happened to the razor blade?
The razor blade got put back in the cabinet where it was supposed to be.
It got put back? Was there somebody else there?
No, I put it back, because
okay,
that's where we keep it.
I know that.
The cabinet,
you say it got put back.
Yeah, I took it out of her hand after she, well, okay. Sorry. It's a very interesting thing to relive because I've been trying to forget about all this.
Yeah, but you can't forget about it.
No, I know.
That's the point.
But no, she went for the razor blade. I grabbed her hand, took it out of her hand, put it off to the side. I spanked her, let her go. She stormed upstairs. We kind of calmed down for the night. And when I woke up in the morning, she was gone.
What did she allege?
She alleged that I hit her and that I choked her.
Okay. Did you hit her and did you choke her?
I spanked her. I did not choke her.
So you hit her?
Yes.
Okay. Did you, in court, did the choking come up?
Yes.
Were you charged with that, strangulation or anything like that?
It was brought up. I don't remember if the, I didn't strangle her.
Well, it's a time.
I mean,
you put your arms in restricted bodies around
my
neck and choke her.
Unintentionally. It was kind of a spur of the moment, restrain her, stop her from hurting herself kind of thing, because she was trying to hurt herself with a razor blade.
Okay, but not unintentionally. You said unintentionally. If I bump into Ms. Johnson here, oops, sorry.
Well, it was a very.
I wrap my hands around her neck. It's not. That's intentional.
It wasn't hands around the neck like that. No, it was one hand. I'm trying to stop her from doing what she's doing, and it was.
Did she allege anything else?
Not as far as I'm aware. I haven't seen the reports in a while, and again, I've been trying to forget about these incidences because.
Have you had any other domestics with any woman or anybody in your entire life that involved the police?
No.
Do you have any children with this?
Yeah,
woman?
Three of them.
Three of them?
No.
And who has custody of the children?
We both do, technically.
You both do?
They live with her. I live with my grandmother. I'm doing caretaking for my 88-year-old grandmother, who is on oxygen, overweight, uses a walker, and many medications. She just got out of the hospital.
I think we've determined that you were arrested. How long did you spend in jail?
I didn't go to jail.
Well, how long did you spend in the police department?
I had to turn myself in the morning when my court day was. I spent the morning in the cell until they brought me to the court, and then I spent the day in the court cell until I was bailed out. Oh.
So one day?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Hey, may I say something?
Sure.
He's referring to the Weathersfield when they called us when he violated the restraining protective order in Weathersfield.
Yeah.
Exchange.
He's not referring to the initial domestic.
No.
What about the initial domestic?
The initial domestic happened at my grandma's house when she lived with me. After this happened. Before all this, she was in the Hartford Institute of Living. She had some issues. She met a guy there. And after this domestic happened in my grandmother's house, she left to go be with this guy. And this guy lived in Weathersfield.
I'm surprised it's a difficult question. The night of the domestic, when you spanked her, choked her, how long did you spend in jail? Did you get arrested that night?
No.
You did not?
No. That night specifically, no.
When did you get arrested?
It wasn't until long after where she put the restraining order on me after that.
So you were never charged with the spanking her and the choking incident?
No. There was a restraining order put on me. And then after that, a lot of things started coming out where me and her were trying to figure things out. But she had that nurse that really hated me.
Some of it's the terminology, restraining or what was it, a protective order? Was it from the court after?
Protective order, restraining order. To me, they're both the same.
Well, they mean the same to you, but they are not the same.
Okay.
It was an order of protection by the court.
Yeah, so it was an arrest and an order of protection issued. Mm-hmm. All right, I guess it doesn't matter. Thank you.
The person reciting this experience was also protective person. It was a restraint, I'm sorry, excuse me. We're talking two different cases. In the 2018 case, when we got called from the Weathersfield Police Department, that was a restraining order that she filed in civil court. He violated that. That's when Weathersfield called us. He then turned himself in.
Was there a protective order also at this time with the initial arrest?
So then he gets arrested. At the initial arrest, no.
Oh, okay.
Then he gets arrested, turns himself in, then the protective order is when he gets to court.
So she did a civil restraining order.
Yes.
He got arrested, went to court, and they issued a protective order.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Took a long time to get that. I would expect you would be.
Yeah. But again, these are things I don't try to think about very often. It was not a fun time in my life.
Other questions from the board? Final statement, sir?
I guess you guys pretty much know everything, really. I don't really have anything to hide. I'm sorry if my, terminology on certain things isn't what it's supposed to be, but, I'm doing the best I can. I got a lot going on in my life between caretaking of my grandmother, taking care of my three kids, my wife, which is the girl that had the restraining order. We are still together. We did work things out. Things are much better now. And, trying to keep a 40-hour week job along with that, being the only person with a car. So I got a lot going on in my life.
Your final statement?
Again, my biggest concern at the time when he applied for this pistol permit was the two orders issued by a superior court judge and a civil court judge. He violated both those. So that was my concern at that time.
Nothing since 2019?
The only contact we have with him, I think, was not criminal related. It was a civil issue with your vehicle being repossessed. I think that was it.
Oh, yeah.
Last year.
So for clarification, prior to 2018, no criminal record in your town, no issues?
Prior to 2018, let me just double check that.
Other than there's an under suspension in 2011.
Yeah.
Yes, that's okay. The only one. Yeah. I'm sorry, motor vehicle charge.
Okay. And then it sounds like, just for my clarity, that the incident in 2018 issue, the next day she was gone, and then further down the line, there was a restraining order for protection that was violated, which is why you guys became involved.
Yes.
Due to text messages going back and forth, or do you have any details on that?
This one was due to him meeting the Weathersfield Police Department reported you were not supposed to be present when it came time to pick up your kids. Is that correct? I think I'm saying that right.
He was picking up
his he was picking up his two minor children in Weathersfield, and he was not supposed to be present.
The reason I did that though was I was at work that day. And she had called me and told me that the guy she was with hit my kid. And I had fatherly instincts kicked in. I got in my car and I went and picked them all up and brought them back to my grandma's house. I could have very easily called a police officer and said, hey, somebody hit my kid. I need you guys to get my kids out safely. But it was just instinct. I had to go protect my kids. And when we got there, the guy that had done that he's outside throwing all her stuff out in the yard. His parents are outside yelling and screaming. They're throwing luggages out in the road to make it
close. We're on closing statements.
That was a crazy time.
And just finally, and this is the same woman that you live with now? Or
I don't
back together.
Technically live with her, but I'm back and forth between my grandmother's house and her house helping take care of her. And technically, yes, we are common law married, and we're not trying to go anywhere. We did try getting married 3 times, and we called an entire page of justices of the peace. Not one called us back. We took that as a sign. It's not the right time. So, but we definitely tried to get married.
Thank you.
I think we've had final statements from both of
you. So this is a denial by Windsor Locks Police Department. The denial's for suitability. The basis of denial, I think, sort of boils down to an initial restraining order, civil restraining order, by the appellant's girlfriend at the time, which he subsequently violated. Looks like he took an arrest for that. Which turned into a protective order, which he also subsequently violated and got arrested for that. The appellant explained that situation was to remove his children and girlfriend from an abusive situation in Weathersfield. He has a criminal conviction for criminal trespass in 2019. The original arrest date was December 11th, 2018. And other than a under suspension conviction of 2011, the appellant has no other criminal history. The appellant did have a previous pistol permit, which was revoked due to the violation of a protective order in 2019. The appellant claimed that on, or acknowledged that on his application. And the appellant did seem to acknowledge, to the best of his ability, everything on his application.
Comments from the board.
Sort of. Be honest.
Ready for a vote. Detective Johnson.
Issuing authority at this time.
Chief Rosenstein.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf.
I'll go with the issuing authority at this time. I'd like to see a little bit more time, sort of smooth out.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority at this time.
Chair votes issuing authority.